Sunday, October 24th, is World Mission Sunday. As Catholics, we have a wonderful responsibility. By reason of our baptism, we can bring about change for the good in our world. But to do that, we all need to become aware of the necessity to bring about change, first of all in ourselves, and then in our local parish communities. And from our local parish communities to our diocese, society as a whole, the world. This is what we're asked to do by Pope Benedict XVI, because people today, be it consciously or unconsciously, wish for change. And they also want to see Jesus. Building ecclesial communion from believer to parish, to diocese, to society, to world, is the key to mission. And this is what Pope Benedict is asking us to do this Sunday, to actively become part of the Church's mission through prayer and small donations given to your local parish. But perhaps many ask after they have put their donation on the plate, where does this money go? What use is being made of it? That's a question I put to Father Timothy Lahan, a Divine Word missionary who is also Secretary General for the Propagation of the Faith's Pontifical Mission Society, the body that governs help and aid to the 1,150 missionary dioceses spread throughout the five continents. He told me the story of how the prayers and donations, however small, from Catholics worldwide have helped one young priest, a former child soldier, become a source of hope for the many children still trapped by war in his native Uganda.
I do not know Father Steffner personally, but when he was 16, he was abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army in 2003 in an attack on the Miners' Seminary in the Diocese of Gulu in northern Uganda. He was kidnapped with 40 other seminarians, as the rebel group wanted the seminarians to fight as soldiers in its ranks. They were forced to leave the peace and quiet repose that the seminary offered them for their studies, for the horror and pain of the killing fields. For 2 months, he says, the killing, raping and torture was part of our daily life. The rebels wanted to teach the boys how to kill. He even saw some of his friends beaten and kicked to death in front of him. Others he saw slaughtered with machetes when they stopped walking because they could go no further in the long marches. I saw things I never imagined I would see. A man cannot escape all of this, but God works miracles. Prayer was my only hope. During the long marches, I prayed the rosary using my fingers because I had no beads. 2 months after their abduction, government troops attacked the rebels, and in the confusion and fighting, Stefano managed to escape, and after walking for many days, not knowing where he was going, he was found by an army patrol. However, in this misfortune, he was more fortunate. He managed to escape before being forced to kill anyone. Stefano remembers that his parents and brothers did not want him to return to the seminary, but he knew that the seminary was his place. Most of the seminarians taken that night, he says, were eventually killed, and 12 are still missing. Today, after his long and traumatic ordeal, Stefano has become a priest. Like the disciples of the New Testament, he too found Jesus persuasive. Despite all that he has suffered, he was prepared to go back on the road that Jesus offered him. Through your collaboration on World Mission Sunday, you help Father Stefano to continue his journey in helping others. For example, the Diocesan Radio station in Lira has a special program on which family members send loving messages to kidnapped children, convincing them to come home. Messages are also sent by abducted children who have returned and want to tell their companions not to be afraid and to come home. The rebels are against these initiatives for peace, and they set fire to the radio station. But thankfully, the aerial did not burn, and with the help of missionary aid groups, this radio continues to broadcast programs helping to restore peace and reconciliation in Uganda. Every year, my dear friends, your donation helps hearers like Stefano and his Bishop John Baptist of Gulu, or Bishop Francelli of Lira, or Iboro of Tamburan Yambo in Sudan, and their missionary priests and religious and laity to continue to bring hope to the people of this troubled region. Partake actively as a family in the church in celebration of this World Mission Sunday on Sunday the 24th of October by reading and studying the Holy Father's message and by giving your donation to help your local parish so that missionaries like Stefano may continue to offer their lives and work in the service of others on our behalf. Together on Sunday the 24th, let us become one family in mission. Thank you.